This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Rana, did we meet our match last week or what? Oh,
I had to, nuts. I had to lie down after that. Yeah. I honestly could have talked to her for 7 more hours.
Easily. Well, we're going to get dinner with her, I think. Coexisting shows.
We're going to do a flip-flop. We should offer some kind of a package where if you buy a ticket to our show and her show, you get... I don't know what.
Like a super ticket.
A Negrana tote.
Or a free pair of Brian flip-flops.
Yeah. So you Bomba socks. If you're Brian, you get Bomba socks. Yeah. But we should offer a super ticket. I love that. You know, like Angels in America Part 1 and 2.
Right.
Or when they did
the Lehman Trilogy. Did they do that sort of thing?
No, Lehman Trilogy was just one play.
Yes. I thought you had to go back like 10 times.
No, that was the War of the Roses that they did?
Yes, and then also, no, the Hilary Mantel, the Wolf,
yeah,
Wolf Man.
A Wolf, part one and two. Wolf Hall. That's what I was thinking of, Wolf Hall.
And then also there was that AIDS play they did in New York that had like, oh no, that one was just 4.5 hours.
Angels
no, you
in
had
America,
to go back
part
a few
one
times.
And two. Oh, the New Angels.
The New Angels.
So I saw the New Angels in London.
Yeah.
At the Young Vic when they were trying it out.
I wanted to see it. I just haven't been around when it's been, you know, been in New York when it was
I
there.
Couldn't bring, you know, it's funny. I'd love to look now and see who was in that cast because it seemed like they were very sort of the toast of the town at the time. They were,
right.
You know,
was
everyone was talking about them. Mm-hmm. And I'm curious if they've become something. And I'm sure, you know, Argent, Gojo's jumping out of this skin now that they can't believe I don't know the answer to that. Yeah.
Gojo
had the nerve to write to me. I knew as soon as I made the mistake that I made it, and then I left it in.
Oh, about again, the art piece, about the Mary Magdalene?
I do love Benigni, and it was the Ecstasy of St. Teresa is what it was. As soon as I said it, but we were talking about Mary Magdalene, so I just left it on because I thought it was fun what we said about Mary Magdalene.
Me too, she's great.
But Gojo didn't think that was fun at all.
No, he immediately. You were afraid. You said on the air. You
just
were like,
for him.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, this is really his show, and everyone else gets to listen
He's
to it.
He's played the long game, Rana.
Yeah, it's just really a show we do a few times a week just for him,
just for Gojo.
Yeah, yeah.
The Gojo show.
I have to say, I'm sort of loving the pattern that's been emerging lately.
Oh,
where we have.
I thought you were going to say the pattern in my shirt, and I was like, it's just a solid polo.
It's just a PK. I call it a PK.
It's a PK.
Like PK Dorit's husband.
You know what, Rana?
It's a PK Kemsley.
It's too early.
Why doesn't he have a line of polo shirts?
I'm actually shocked he doesn't.
Yeah, that feels very PK. Just called
Phoenix
PK.
Beach or something. Yeah.
Phoenix. Phoenix would be appropriate for them because they're rising from the IRS ashes on over and over again.
I mean, it's just a countdown for those people to end up in prison, right?
Well, and to be shocked over the whole thing. I hope. I haven't been watching, but I'd love to know. Are you having an Arnold Palmer for breakfast?
Yeah. Yeah, I just like, you know, I needed something a little bit sweet.
Or is it a coffee with a light? It's an almond milk or an oat milk?
It's my Shades of V with an almond milk that, I'll be honest with you, is like water. It doesn't taste very good.
I find that so disappointing. I hate how not creamy nut milks are.
You have to get...
Someone else is jumping out of this game. Ronnie, you haven't tried the Califia cream?
Well, I was going to say, that's
they
the
one. I actually have.
The Barista Califia almond milk's the closest to a thick consistency, but it's
it
water.
Is.
It's water.
Yeah, it's delicious. They add sugar to it, cane sugar.
Oh, do they? That's good. This is not that. This is not very good, what I have.
No, that's just almond milk you'd put in a smoothie is what that is.
Correct.
Yeah. Otherwise known as flavored water. Yeah.
Exactly.
In any event, I'm loving the pattern that we have a fabulous guest and then it's just us. And then we have a fabulous guest and then it's just us.
Well, where yeah,
we catch it. Because it gives us a chance to reflect on all of the incredible work that we're doing.
It's so true. Like we get to just bask in our personal and professional glory.
Well, it's nice that we've had these one-on-one episodes because you've been so busy.
Ronnie, I hate to tell that you, so have you.
You know, I feel a dash abandoned on occasion. And so it's nice when we have this time to reconnect.
I feel abandoned.
By the Lobsterman? By Sean Silpa?
You know... Honestly, Rana, I'm so upset and disgusted by both of them that I don't even want to talk about them right now.
What's going on? Did you go to the show?
I sent a little sex to Mitch Silpa.
And, I ask why he's in a relationship?
I think that was why.
He probably appreciated it.
Well, he didn't write me back.
Huh. And then if I was in a relationship, I would absolutely want everyone to try and get the sex to me and get their hands on me. And I would just think, off the market, sorry.
But I still got it.
Some people would say, oh, that's so disrespectful. They know you're in a relationship.
Well,
I would say that's the exact time I want to be reached out to. So well, I Rana, know I that wish I'm Mitch making thought the like choice. You.
I wish Mitch thought like you. He didn't
Mitch
appreciate
Mitch is very organized and contained. So he probably doesn't agree with your... Appreciate you being messy all over him.
No, I said, hey, why don't you throw that mustache on and get that kimono on and wait for me? And I said, and I'll come in and I'll wear a kimono, but it's not going to be tied. It'll just be me with an open kimono walking into your home.
Maybe it was the run-on sentences-ness of the text.
It was late,
maybe
Rana.
It was okay, listen, we have a couple of fun reviews we need to get to.
I love, Rana, I love fun, I'll tell you.
And that, you're fun-loving. I would say that about you for sure.
Well, hot question, though. How's Phoebe Cookies doing?
Phoebe Cookies has sold 1,500 boxes of cookie, is my understanding.
My God, that's incredible.
So she is going to be, that's basically the budget of the town of Montclair, New Jersey. So she doesn't even have to, the Girl Scout budget is taken care of in perpetuity, is my understanding.
That's
wonderful. And then also the town, she's balanced the Montclair town budget, is my understanding from the amount of cookies. I don't know whether she delivered her cookies in person yet. It's coming right up to that.
Well, we'll see.
For the people that her parents vetted in the process, yeah.
Right. I know it was a big vetting process.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rana, do you want to hear some reviews?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, and not to mention, I'm not drinking an Arnold Palmer. I already said my Shades of V.
Oh, yeah.
So if you want to be like me, you'll get the duo every month, which is Sage of Vanilla and Carriage House Blend.
I don't know why these people don't subscribe.
And you don't to get both.
There
you can
isn't
just get
anything
one or the
you
other.
Can even get a deal on anymore because everything is through the roof expensive. And
through
I don't know how this new conflict is going to affect shipping and trucking and all of these
things. I'm sure people are seeing this all over. I was in Los Angeles. Obviously, you know, I take the red eye here every day.
Yeah.
Or every other, basically.
Every day.
I think that's why I'm so Looney Tuned. But
it's got to be my fault somehow.
Oh, wait, Rana, is it even a question? But gas is now over $6 there. Can you imagine such a thing?
Is it really?
It's over six. Over six.
Yeah. I love these people, though, that are getting upset at the suggestion that this would be a good time to focus on clean energy and electric cars that they think.
Right. They're like,
no, it's not time for that. It's your fault. The gas.
Well, this is
expensive.
A horrible, horrible comparison. I certainly don't mean it apples for apples, but it's after something. A horrific shooting happened somewhere and people are like, this is not the time to talk about gun control. It's the same weird logic of like, what are you talking about?
It's the exact time.
Right.
Yeah.
So crazy.
Or you can pay $10 a gallon if you want to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't have it both ways.
I know. I've got my eye on a new electric car, but it's very exclusive. And so I have to figure out who can get it from. Do we know anyone at BMW? And I don't mean your salesman.
Well,
and even Jürgen hasn't been able to help me with this over.
Well,
at the
I can do a little.
Something.
I can do a little.
Has he tried the Lubestamins new product yet? That's my question.
You know, I haven't brought it by yet. Because I didn't want to make
a bunch. Are you and Jürgen in touch? I mean, I don't know if that was sort of a quick.
No, it was just a little kind thing. of a quick little thing.
And yeah, it was a also rental. Like it was a rental.
He has access to plenty of lube at BMW, Rana. I mean, they're not all electric there.
That is very true.
Yeah.
So you could get an oil change from Jürgen anytime you need it.
Any time of the day. So yeah. I haven't brought my lube over there. I didn't know if it'd be awkward.
It's true. He's got plenty of his own. Okay. Let's read this.
Okay. This one's from Sean KJ, not Sean Silpa.
Okay.
Kiss, kiss, darling, 5 stars as a long time. Faithful listener of Rana's podcast from a previous life and as an Attitude super fan. I truly think my lucky stars that Ask Rana and Brian exists. I am truly agog.
Oh, that's fun, isn't it? That'll make it so good. Agog will make it into the show. It'll make it into Lady Brian.
I am absolutely. Definitely. We'll be agog a few times. I'm truly agog at the incredibly wise words bestowed upon each question asker each week. And I can only hope that I am able to offer half of the wisdom that Rana gives as I begin my career as a sex therapist, if you want to know.
Well, I don't remember asking, but yeah.
Between Rana's erudite wisdom about life and Brian's impassioned, though occasionally off-base quips, I truly look forward to each and every Tuesday so I can listen to the newest episode. I recommend this podcast, 5 stars, 5 stars only, and it's accompanying coffee.
Excuse me.
To friends and strangers alike. Thank you for this gift.
Ugh.
And then Caleb Michael 95 says, my queens,
Caleb
kiss, kiss.
Michael.
Caleb Michael. That is that is straight from
the middle of the, that's the bullseye of the country. Caleb Michael has to be someone rare.
And that is a name changed. That is a Czech Republic porn star.
But Caleb Michael, that person either resides or is from, I would say, like, you know, Des Moines.
Right,
or
sure.
What's the other, Nebraska.
Definitely.
You ever know anybody from Nebraska?
Rachel Shukert's from Nebraska.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. She's from Omaha. Isn't that wild?
Tony Manna also spent part of his childhood in Nebraska, I believe.
That's so funny.
Unbelievable.
If you are looking for perfect advice from two absolute treasures, then look no further. Ron and Brian are two of my favorite people in the world, and their podcast is truly the highlight of my week. Cutting critiques?
Check.
Thoughtful advice?
Check.
Wild shenanigans?
A check, a check, a check.
And if this wasn't enough, for only $5 a month, you can get exclusive entry into the carousel.
Very.
Patreon. Excuse me.
Patreon. For now. $5 for now. I want to make sure I keep saying that because it's
going
to change.
1 gallon of gas is more expensive than what we're offering for a bonus episode every week.
You
Rana.
Couldn't even drive from here to the corner.
It's
on
so
what we
true.
Off. It's ridiculous. Not only that, look around at other people's Patreons. I mean, it's a joke. We're the dum-dums for giving people a deal to begin with. But anyway, we'll deal with it.
Please don't be mad at me. Five stars.
That's the subject of this one.
I love that from Tess Mayer.
Tess.
So far, Tess, I'm not mad because you gave us 5 stars. As a lover of all things Rana and Brian, I've been a listener from the beginning. And although I frequently give this podcast a 5-star rating, great point, by the way, because every time you listen to this podcast, you can rate it 5 stars.
I don't know why people don't. I have to be honest. I don't understand. It's not like anyone's watching you, first of all. You know, you're not taking an extra sample at the grocery store. The system is designed this way.
Yeah.
It costs you nothing. You pretend to enjoy this show, yet it would be the same as walking by us in the supermarket and not saying hello.
Completely. Just hit the 5 stars. You can write a review once or twice or whatever, but you can hit the 5 stars any old time.
You don't have to write a review.
Rating your Postmates driver or something.
Why don't you just, when you drive by the next time, why don't you honk?
I love that. Okay. Please don't be mad at me. Okay. I already did that. Okay. I frequently give this podcast a 5-star rating. I've yet to write a review because I know I will sound platitudinous.
Excuse me.
When I say that it has changed my life. Rana is the queen of living the high-low lifestyle of my dreams. Emily in Paris and a McMuffin, but also Versace slippers and a crafted cocktail, excuse me.
Excuse me.
And Brian is the most sincere Looney Tune from whom I've ever had the pleasure of taking
advice. You're calling yourself a Looney Tune this morning.
As long as I'm not Foghorn Leghorn, Pepe Le Pew, or what's the one? Yosemite Sam.
I was watching the Love is Blind reunion last night, and I thought Shane looked like the Roadrunner or something. He looked like an absolute crazy Looney Tune cartoon. Worst hero I've ever seen.
I have to be honest with you. I think maybe I've mentioned this. I think Wile E. Coyote is sort of sexy.
Yes, you have mentioned you like his legs before.
And
his general attitude.
I do. Listening to the two entertain each other is always a delightful vacation from my day, and the thought-provoking, mostly, conversation, that's a dig in me, genuinely makes me value my own life in the best way. R&B have repeatedly offered points of view that have helped me see myself in a much more positive light, leading to my recovery from a lifelong plague of people-pleasing and finding the strength to distance myself from toxic family members that, as Rana once eloquently said, were only acting as anchors in my life. Don't get me wrong, I love my therapist too. But Ron and Brian offer a sweet escape that is making me a better version of myself with each and every episode. Added bonus, maintaining my status of being the best gift giver, no matter the occasion. Kiss, kiss. That's right. If you need a gift, you could go back and look on that Instagram.
In fact, I was just thinking this in the shower yesterday. I'm not kidding, because I do a lot of my best thinking in the shower. I'm going to talk to Tony about keeping track of all of the things that we write, that we say or recommend in passing.
Passing.
Yeah. Okay, and maybe starting to curate that a bit so that not like a Google Doc where people can just go, how absolutely droll and disgusting and tacky, as Sandra Bernhard would say, would that be? But a little, maybe every month or every week, we sort of say, these are the things that we talked about this month, or these are the, because there's a million things that we mention, whether it's a Mexican shrimp cocktail or a candle or a this or a that. And I mean, people need access to them.
Or those eye things you just talked about that you loved, the eye pads.
Knieshko eye masks, Knieshko. Available at Neiman Marcus, the gold Knieshko eye mask. Yeah. Now, wait a second. We got a follow-up from that absolute, nothing was funnier to me than Sandra Bernhard saying, I don't give a fuck what you do.
I don't care.
I don't care. And now you've wasted all of our time by making us talk about you, which I absolutely adore. And so she wrote to us and she said, dragged by Sandra Bernhard on March 8th, 2022. For the record, I never announced and haven't posted about the new person. And untacky. And no, you can't die untacky, because what you said to us was also hypothetically, basically, how long would you wait to post a picture? And I said, you've been dating. So
and
you
that's
can't
absolutely
have
right.
it. You can't have it both ways, where you're the perfect ex and no one knows why you broke up, and yet you want to put yourself out there for every last piece of pizza scrap that you didn't get to eat 5 years ago.
You started your letter. You started your letter on that episode saying, like, when should I post about my divorce? And then at the end, like, we're vaguely sort of, sort of intimating that you were seeing someone.
Weren't linked in some way. Yes, right. I just want to let people know that I'm moving on, because, people are asking, where are we moving? And I'd hate to send two addresses or something like that. Yeah. That was the intimation. And then P.S., how long till I can put my new girlfriend up here? How dare you? Now, this is a really cute letter that we got. And I don't know if you saw these pictures.
Oh,
I did. This is really cute.
These
were the crazy dogs that were pissing all over the place. And the husband wasn't taking responsibility. And the other guy was working from home. And everyone was going nuts. They weren't fixed.
The dogs were driving everyone crazy. Yeah. And we sort of said, this isn't the dog's fault.
Yeah. This is the dog's human's fault.
Correct. Yeah. So he wrote us. Oh, also, did you already mention that his husband's dogs were also unfixed?
I did, but I also didn't mention that he put your name before mine, which is just outrageous.
Oh, my God. These are the moments. Yeah. These are the moments.
I can see his Bombas in the picture too. He's wearing Bombas in this picture.
Absolutely. As am I. Dear Brian, and you know what, Rana, you're going to die. Guess what I also wear a lot now? And no one's going to get this except for
free underwear.
I wish.
What?
What are they called? Comrade socks.
Oh, now you're wearing, well, you didn't give them to yourself for Christmas. I have to say, I stand by your criticism, which was that.
Really? I take it all back.
No, this would go on our list of things that we've recommended, which are compression socks. Mm-hmm. But I don't, you were right to say that's not a Christmas gift. That's just
And the
something.
Ones from Comrade are cute though.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's why I recommended them.
Yeah.
If you're looking for the ones that work the best, Jobst is the brand. Jobst.
Okay.
If you were like a brain surgeon, that's what you would wear when you were on your feet all the time.
That's right.
Yeah.
But and Ronna's other recommendation that I said, we're not doing this for Ronica, and we finally took it out of the episode, but it was a lot of negotiating, was copper tone socks. So we finally got that out.
Oh, is that what are those really called? Copper thread? The recovery
it's
socks?
Not copper tone.
Copper
is it?
Tone is a sunscreen.
Gold touch or something?
They might be called, no, they're called copper something. They could be called copper tone. They're called copper something.
Yeah.
I feel that I'm looking very kabuki-like today. My makeup is looking very kabuki Japanese.
It's a kabuki-themed episode. We're talking Mitch's kabuki. We're talking, kimono. God. You're talking kabuki theater.
You're a Looney Tune for sure. You have a theater degree from NYU. You should know what kabuki is.
I absolutely do.
Yeah.
Dear Brian and Ryan. Wow.
Dear Brian and Ryan. Is that another show you're doing with Ryan Seacrest that you haven't told me about?
You know what? All he needs is more shows. Dear Brana and Ryan, why am I doing that? Unfamiliar I am with seeing my name first.
Brana is LeBron James' daughter. He has a son named Bronny, LeBron.
But Rana, do you understand that it's so rare for my name to be first that I'm like, my brain is saying, no, it has to be Rana.
I don't care. I'm like Sandra Bernhardt. I just want you to read the letter.
Brian and Rana. I realize now I was unhinged in that last email. It was a moment of desperation in which I had very little self-control. After listening to your podcast and your recommendations, I grew much more sympathy for the two little ones, the dogs. I decided to take control of the situation and teach those dogs, those old dogs, new tricks, sort of. They are not perfect, but they are much, much better. They don't bark as much, and they are in the house with the diaper on to prevent them from having accidents. Love spending time.
That was a thing, but go on.
They love spending time inside, and I love having them now. Oh, that warms my heart. I just needed to change my perspective. There's a picture of one of them watching me work in my office and another of him relaxing on the couch with one of my dogs. Thank you for your advice. Happily ever after. And then I don't know if he wants us to say his name. I'll just say
He does, because he said it the first time. He was like, you can absolutely use my name.
Rodrigo Diaz,
Psy-D.
Those dogs.
This dog is very cute.
And he is wearing a Bombas.
And he even looks cute in his diaper. And then his boyfriend or husband is wearing the Bombas.
Those are cute checkerboard.
Yeah. But I have to say, this dog is very cute. It looks like, remember that dog, Mr. Winkle?
No. Was he friend of ours?
Now I got to look up Mr. Winkle and make sure I've got this right. You know, this job is too demanding for me.
It's true.
Mr. Winkle was the first internet dog before internet dogs. Okay.
Really?
Here he is right here. He died in 2019. He was born in 1996.
Okay, I'm looking him up.
He was a Pomeranian Chihuahua mixture.
Okay.
And he was on Sex and the City.
Oh my God, he had a calendar.
Inspiring the producer of Sex and the City to incorporate the unusual phenomenon into an episode where Mr. Winkle upstages Carrie Bradshaw at her first book signing.
Oh my God, okay? He does look like Mr. Winkle.
Now, Mr. Winkle was one of these internet stars before there were even internet stars. He was absolutely the cutest dog that ever lived. He looked like a teddy bear and his tongue hung out of his mouth.
Yeah.
And his mother made him famous, is what he did. But
I never knew the story of Mr. Winkle.
This dog looks like Mr. Winkle to me, but a white Mr. Winkle. Very cute. I'm happy for that family. I have to say it was upsetting that because it was something that was getting, it was a little wedge between them. It was a little thing where they didn't see eye to eye and these poor dogs were having a hard time, but that dog looks like he loves his diapers. So what do I know? But I didn't know about dogs and diapers. Maybe you did.
No, I did know that.
I mean, I don't want to change a dog's diaper.
Oh, God, no, me neither.
How do you even do it? How do you get
to sit still?
I don't want
to change a human's diaper.
I understand you don't, but you'll have to change mine because someone's going to have to when the time comes. Attention Carriage House members, Rana here to tell you all about Anchor.fm. Anchor is the fabulous app that we use to create our podcast. And let me tell you something, you can use it to create a podcast of your own. It's totally free. They have these terrific creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer, if you're that sort of person. I have a staff, excuse me. And now you can even add any song from Spotify directly to your episodes, which is pretty fabulous. The possibilities are totally endless. So download the free Anchor app now or go to anchor.fm to get started today. Kiss, kiss. All right, listen, our first letter is a novel, so I'm just going to read it.
Yeah. It's been a long time letter, since we've
so I'm hoping for a short answer. Okay?
You got it.
So we're going to rip right through these. That's my opinion about today. And this is somebody who thought it was okay to write in another novel, and I don't know why they do it, but we're going to do it anyway. And if they're lucky, we won't drag them through
the
mud.
Sandy B drags whoever that was.
She was such a blast. I can't wait to hang out with
fabulous.
Her in New York.
Me too. She's my number one.
And meet Cicely.
I can't wait to. She's
dear
fabulous.
Ron O'Brien, an esteemed guest. I am a long time listener, but a first time question writer. Like everyone before me who has sought out your wisdom, I'm absolutely desperate for your insightful advice. Before I get into my question, I just want to thank you for your show. Many people tell you this every day, but it is true that amidst the depressing news we are bombarded with daily, your show provides a welcome distraction. Although I am very much pro-workers, I do believe Brian should drop whatever issues he has and categorically not seek out making trouble with HR. Rana knows best.
Okay, you know what? I am for workers' rights, and I'm a member of two unions.
Wow.
Yeah.
SAG and Writers Guild. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I digress. I am a 33-year-old woman who has been through a few life changes over the past 6 or so years. One of these changes has been getting on top of my mental health and really learning about myself. Through this journey, I have made a lot of valuations about my life, one of which was to return to study, finish my degree, and now I'm pursuing a PhD. Excuse me. Wow. Suffice to say, I am not the same person I was in my mid-20s, where I partied a lot, all caps.
Good for you.
Was absolutely a, quote, good time girl. I have no regrets about this period in my life. During this time in my early 20s, I received a text from a good friend of mine who had gone to study in a different city. She was basically asking me if I could show around a friend of hers who was moving to the city as she was moving to study and knew no one. No one's hyphenated, and I don't know why, but...
Yeah, I don't know why people do that.
Of course, I agreed to this as I trusted my friend's judgment and love meeting new people. So I met this girl and we became very fast friends. I'll name her Sophie. I introduced Sophie to my friends, Sophie like the giraffe. And she quickly became enveloped into our group. Her family was and still is very close-knit and leaving them and her long-term boyfriend behind, to whom she is now married, was a huge change for her. I do not know why I need any of this information. I just don't.
I mean, we don't need Sophie's Wikipedia.
Let's keep going. But yes, now I'm so happy to hear that Sophie married a longtime boyfriend. Yeah. It is safe to say that we were like sisters. We came from the same cultural background, had similar interests, and enjoyed each other's company in general. During this time, I was there when there were deaths in her family, when she had troubles with her boyfriend, when she was stressed about her study. All those things good friends are there for. One time she lost her keys on a midweek night out and rang me at 4 a.m. for help. And of course I was there. I can't believe these details. Brian?
This is absolutely
you better
shocking.
Get ready to drag. That's
Carrie
all I'm going to say.
Carrie Bradshaw never even had an article this long.
Mr. Winkle would never put this in his book. I'll tell you that
for
much.
Sure not. Or his calendar.
What? He did calendar every year. It was so cute. One time she lost her keys. Okay, we already read that. We ended up moving in together along with why not say I met this girl in my 20s. We were like sisters. Then we became roommates.
Right.
We ended up moving in together along with another girlfriend of hers. And this period of time was a lot of fun. Read cocaine between the lines here.
Sure, fair enough.
We all laughed together, cried together, were hungover together. And it really felt like a genuine household. Around 9 months later, I had a bit of a breakdown with work in my life and decided to up and move to a different city, the one she is from. She was sad to see me go, but at this point only had a few years left of her degree, was always planning on moving back. I cannot believe. I just want people to know that's the first paragraph.
This is like a three-page pager.
Also, couldn't you give us a fake set? Couldn't, instead of saying, let's call it Sophie, could people do us a favor and say, let's call it Chicago?
You're right.
What do I care? Just give me an approximation here. Let's call it Paris.
Let's call it Chicago.
Let's call it Chicago.
That better be the episode title this week. That's all I'm going to say.
Let's call it Chicago, not her. I don't mean Sophie. That's funny.
Oh, I thought you meant her.
No, I mean when they say a city and then another city, and it's a small, medium-sized city.
I know, but
like,
give us some geographical
reference
points. Just
give us some purchase here. Yeah, somewhere to dig our claws into a little bit, okay? Okay. Since Sophie has moved back, things have been strange. Whenever she would come and visit, we would always catch up and hang out. But all of this changed once she actually relocated back here. I was invited to her boyfriend's DJ nights. Yes, he is a DJ in the Australian city I live in. Oh my God, you've got to be kidding me. You're just telling us you're Australian. I live in. Anyone with records and a MacBook Pro is a DJ. All I could think about was colored hair from Fiance. Which were always fun. I know that I just said was a bit shady, but he isn't a bad DJ. I'm just trying to paint the scene. Oh, you've taken that.
Can you get a quick dry paint on this, please?
About the thick. Use spray paint next time.
Yeah,
just
use spray paint.
About the thickest brush I've ever seen.
Throw some wallpaper up. Yeah.
A few years ago, she got married. I wasn't in the bridal party, which hurt a little at the time, but I knew that we weren't as close anymore. What did hurt, however, is that another girl she studied with was, let's call her Kate. I have a valid reason for this. A while ago, we all went on a beachy girls trip to Bali. It was a lot of fun until one night we were out and the bar was closing. Kate had been flirting with a guy all night and he invited all of us back to his house for some drinks. At this point in our trip, we had met up with a few other girls. And although we were staying in different places, we were traveling around with them. We decided that yes, continuing the party at this house was a good idea, especially as our friend was interested in him. It seemed safer than letting her go to this house alone. Kate and Sophie went with our other two friends on their scooters, and I was stuck with this guy. We got to his place, and my friends were not behind us.
Oh my God.
They either lost us or ditched us. But I was very scared. That's terrible.
That's really scary.
I tried ringing them, texting them, and all I got was just wait until morning. And just sleep with him, LOL. I started having a panic attack and even tried stealing his motorbike. I don't think that was really the
first
thing.
It seems like the first step would have been like, can you take me home?
Or call a taxi.
Yeah, right.
By the way, I do not know how to drive a motorbike. Okay, so these people are out of their mind, drunk and everything else. Yeah,
that is scary though.
He took me back and I went absolutely insane when I got back to our room. Nuts, completely batshit crazy. Kate was slut-shaming me, saying she didn't want to sleep with him anymore and that I should have just, quote, done it. I don't think that's slut-shaming, I don't think it's nice.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sophie,
that's a horrible reaction.
Nothing. Kate was in her wedding party. I was not. You're telling me you're upset that Kate was in her wedding party and you weren't because you all had an absolutely out of your mind, cuckoo, crazy, irresponsible night where everybody behaved badly.
It's terrible behavior from everybody. By the way, you're somehow the only thing you're not specific about is what your behavior was like in that room.
No, you just said that you tried to steal a motorbike.
You tried to steal a motorbike you couldn't drive. Yeah.
And I think it's absolutely
With you in that I would be so fucking pissed at my friends.
They never should have abandoned you. Horrible, never. Horrible, horrible. But everyone was making bad decisions that night.
Definitely.
More importantly, I would imagine that their friendship that this bridal party invitation was based on the quality of their sober friendship and that they lived and they studied together and were in the same program and had a close friendship, not based on how a friend treated a friend as badly as it sounds on a night out in Bali. Just saying. Fast forward to now, and Sophie the giraffe is pregnant. I haven't seen her since before the pandemic, as our city has experienced very long lockdowns and stay-at-home orders. My partner and I were also stuck in Europe due to a family emergency, but we have kept in touch, and I am genuinely happy for her. I know how nervous this is. I mean, I hope we finish this someday. That's all I can say.
Fair enough, yeah.
I know how nervous she was about the possibility of being a parent, and that her husband wanted kids badly, and he's around 9 years older than she is. We were talking daily a few weeks ago when we both had COVID and have been trying to find a time to catch up before the baby comes. yesterday, so it was her baby shower. I received no invite. I don't care for baby showers, as I think they are a bit crude. But it still hurts. To me, they haven't seen each other. Do they live in the same town? I can't.
Rana, you're asking the wrong person. I don't even think she knows.
To me, it is as though she is indirectly saying she doesn't want me in her child's life. Again, since she has moved back, she has been strange. We've always been in contact. We haven't ever had a fight or major disagreement, and I feel I have been a good friend.
Have you ever let her get a word in edgewise?
My shtetl clairvoyance is going up. I just want to remind you about that. Okay.
Yep.
Looking back now, I don't think she has been a good friend to me. She was not there during my mental health breakdowns, and nor did she stick up for me during that episode in Bali. Could it be that I am a bad friend? Of course, we can always be better friends. I couldn't be a better friend to Brian if I tried. I'm just going to say that. But this still hurts. I am a loyal person with strong principles when it comes to those I choose to have in my life and closest to me. When I saw these stories on Instagram, I cried. That's too bad, sweetheart. I do feel sorry for that. When I told my partner, he was shocked. My question is, what do? I want to be the bigger person and still catch up with her and give the baby a gift. I also have never liked her husband. Here goes my shtetl. And have always felt that he's the type of guy who is all about image and likes his women a certain way. I also don't think he likes me much. Could it be that her husband has somehow played a role in this? My partner thinks the topic will naturally come up after a few catch-ups, which, of course, any man would think that. My other friend, who does not know her, says that a person who ditched me in a foreign country with a strange man is no friend. This is probably correct, but still doesn't make this hurt or annoy me any less. I feel like many women my age reevaluate their lives and their relationships, and obviously our friendship is not the same, nor am I expecting it to be. Frankly, I have been better friends now, but I also do not like cutting people from my life. And besides, even if I were to do that, I would not have any closure. Thank you for your help. As you can see, I really am quite desperate. A. Now, my shtetl clairvoyance went off.
Yeah.
Because I thought to myself, this girl has a problem with the husband. And I wondered if maybe she had either flirted with the husband or had a thing with the husband. I knew there was something going on with the husband. That's what my shtetl clairvoyance was telling me. But it turns out she's telling us herself, the husband doesn't like her. You were not invited to the shower because the husband doesn't like you. And quite frankly, you don't like the husband from what you've told us. You don't like each other. That's fine. But the baby thing is touchy. They're starting a family. And he's not interested in you, and you're not interested in him. And so you're going to be able to continue a friendship with her if you want to on an individual basis, but it's going to become one of these things where she invites you over when he's not home, or she meets you out at a park to meet the baby, et cetera, et cetera. And I don't know, quite frankly, look, we gave you a hard time about the Bali thing. I do think there's something to explore there in terms of everybody was young and stupid. And I'm not sure that we need to hold everyone. It sounds dangerous and awful, but I'm not sure we need to hold everyone accountable who had 4,000 drinks and a different version of what happened that night in their mind. So I'm not underselling or underplaying what happened to you, but I don't think it's the thing that this friendship hinges on. Your story is they abandoned you in a foreign country. Their story is you all got cuckoo crazy bananas and they weren't cool about it or whatever. Big deal. You got home safe. That's how they feel about it. I don't agree with that. But to me, I'm sorry your feelings are hurt. I think you need to mourn the past a little bit here and you need to move on. And if you want to have a sort of intermittent and you want to meet the baby and this and that, but you say you've done all this growing, you say you've moved on, but you wrote us at least 500 word essay about what that quality of time you spent with Sophie the giraffe was in your 20s. So it doesn't feel to me that you have entirely moved on from it.
No, it doesn't sound like it to me either. And I do want to say that I do get such an icky feeling from, and I know you do too, Rana, you just said you did, about what happened in Bali. I think that's real mean girl shit behavior.
Yeah, I don't think these are nice people.
Heather's behavior.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do agree that they were probably absolutely loaded and blasted and smashed and all of this. But that's, I do wonder if at any point, you didn't mention if you got an apology from either one of them, because it's one thing to be a fuck up and drunk, but you still should like say, sorry, I'm sorry. We were just, I wasn't thinking, you know, like even that's, that can be enough sometimes. The other thing is, and again, I don't, when you say, because I'm only saying this because I've been in these situations before, when your friends weren't there for you during mental breakdowns, that's a tricky thing, because I think sometimes people expect a lot of people to intuit or understand what someone's going through and how to respond to what someone's going through. And what's unfortunate is a lot of times when you are going through a, quote, mental break or something like that, unfortunately, a lot of times it is up to you to communicate what you need from people.
Yes.
And not to hold people accountable for something they didn't do.
Yeah, I'm having a
Because some people
really
don't know how
time.
To react in those situations.
Could we spend some time together?
Or know exactly what you need. And I hate to sort of victim blame here. I don't even mean it to be that. But just a lot of times when people say like so-and-so wasn't a friend to me during a really hard time, well, maybe they didn't know exactly how hard the time was, or maybe you didn't, they weren't sure how to handle it, or maybe they thought you needed to see a therapist and you wouldn't, you know? I mean, like, it could be a combo platter of all of those things.
I think most of this is, you say this has been over the last 6 years, et cetera, this growth. I mostly think what you're describing to me is a early 20s relationship.
Yeah.
This was your study abroad friend, and you both moved in different directions. And it's also based on your Bali story, sort of questionable how nice of a girl she was to begin with, or whether this was a friendship of convenience. I hate to say it, but in this, you know, not entirely, but maybe this, that's how this girl is, you know.
Yeah, these are the friends she made in Ibiza, basically. Yeah.
Well, and she was the friend, you know, you both needed a friend at that time, et cetera, and you thought she was a true friend, and it may be that she isn't. I think it stinks that she didn't invite you to her baby shower, but I think it's a loud and clear message about where you stand in her life.
And
I do.
That I think is a real indication that, and also, by the way, that you weren't in her wedding party. I think that this, whether it's her, your friend's partner's influence or not, I think she was ready to close the chapter here. That's a cruel thing to maybe say.
And let's also remember that that husband has been her partner since you've known her.
Yeah.
So that piece isn't changing anytime soon. And I don't know what kind of past you all have together, whether it's a personality conflict or whatever it is, but she has shown you she's keeping you at arm's length, and that's where you're going to stay.
And you can't force someone to be close friends with you. You can't do it. It doesn't work. And it's not
You just
genuine.
Have to hold on to those nice memories and that nice friendship while it lasted and sort of, and that doesn't make you a fool to think that way at all either. To think, oh, we were really close when we were 24 and, you know, now we've sort of grown apart. And that, you don't have to take that as an insult. You could take it as a sign of progress, truly.
And also, some things just never end, really. In other words, like, she could pop back
closure.
Up
That's
into
not
your
thing.
Life in a significant way at some point. You don't.
What's the closure? You want her to say to you, and I don't want to be friends with you. Well, she's not going to do that. It's not entirely true. But it's complicated. And she's not, I love that your partner said, it's very sweet that he said, oh, and I'm sure it'll come up. And it's never, ever going to come up. Okay. So don't look for that conversation. It's not coming unless you want to force it. And if you force it, you're welcome to, of course, but it's going to be awkward. And that's fine. But that's what it will be.
And if you were to ask her, like, I just don't understand why we're not friends any longer or why we're not close.
And do you want to put that work in with the husband? What does that entail?
Yeah.
And you said something about likes girls a certain way. So I'm just going to assume that, I don't know, you're not quite as, you know, that they're obsessed with how they look on Instagram every minute of the day or that they're, you know, which is such baloney and BS with the filters and the this and the stupid balloons and whatever else people are doing. And you're just a more real person. So take that as a compliment too.
I agree. I have to say, as long as that letter wasn't as crazy as it drove me, I am on the letter writer's side for sure.
Same. Okay, we've got to tear through these next two.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. Dear Rana, Brian, an amazing guest. It's not applicable today, but thank you. I've been a listener and a chip since day one. I'm a huge fan. Mm-hmm. My kids love the theme song.
Ah,
and get this,
them.
Rana.
Keep them.
My husband can be heard saying, excuse me, in a Rana voice on a weekly basis.
Oh, isn't that cute?
The last letter writer should get in touch with this couple because the husband sounds wonderful.
Yeah, that's the kind of guy you want to marry.
Suffice it to say, I love you both dearly. I'm writing because I'm confident you can help me. My youngest child will be turning one soon, and I just don't feel like myself. Mm. I haven't been able to lose the baby weight. I'm juggling shifting daycare schedules due to periodic COVID spikes, as well as a very demanding job. These factors have made my day seem like I'm going through the motions rather than enjoying life and my family. I have a wonderful husband, two beautiful children, and a therapist I've been seeing for over a decade. I consider myself extremely fortunate for all that I have, especially a healthy extended family, but I feel like I've lost myself. I feel fat, ugly, and boring, and I'm over it. I'm ashamed that I've let myself get like this, and I'm struggling to get out of this funk. I want to set a good example for my kids and start to enjoy life again. How can I get back to being me? I appreciate any and all advice you can provide. Thank you so much in advance. All my love, lost mother of two. Well, already I'm overwhelmed by the fact that you have two children. That's tough.
This is very hard. This is a this is a perspective issue.
Okay.
Which is, first of all, congratulations. You've got a terrific husband. You've got two gorgeous children.
Yes, it's a wonderful life.
You've got apparently a great job. And you've got a therapist that you love, which is wonderful. Mm-hmm. And the only thing that you've got that you don't like is a couple extra pounds and maybe a haircut. Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's just put that into perspective.
That's
everything
a great
that
point.
You have done has led you to this place where you have a beautiful family, et cetera, et cetera. I understand nobody wants to look like they're on a Jenny Craig commercial about to serve a sheet cake on this child's first year birthday. Okay. I get it. Believe me. Okay. But you are where you are. And I hate to sound completely cliche, but writing this letter is the first step. Because what you've done is you've admitted to yourself that you're ready to shift things around a little bit.
Yeah.
I think this is a total building blocks situation. One little thing, shift one little thing, shift one little thing, shift one little thing, and just start adding things to the picture. But don't start looking at yourself and thinking, I need a haircut, I need a facial, I need to lose 20 pounds, I need to do this, I need clothes that fit, I hate the way I da-da-da-da-da. It would be impossible to fix all of those things by tonight or tomorrow morning. So let's not put all of that pressure on ourselves to feel like a complete failure, okay?
And start with the easy stuff. Like, I don't know, go get a facial. That's something that is just so easy to, you know, if you can pay for one, that is just like a quick pick me up if you're feeling like that, you know?
The reason that you're in this situation that you feel ashamed about is the exact opposite of how you should feel. Let me ask you a question. Should you feel ashamed that you have given every inch of yourself to this family for the last 2 years?
Physically, emotionally,
every inch. Your body has now been through two pregnancies. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. And you have a job that you're helping to support the family.
I mean, you're right. This is
present and you're all of these things. Of course you're exhausted. You're depleted beyond me because there isn't a minute that's for you. And Brian is completely right. Why don't you, instead of being ashamed, why don't you reward yourself
exactly
for what you've done to get to this place? Why don't you say to yourself, okay, this is great. I've got this beautiful baby that I now have to almost a year old. What an achievement. Maybe now that the baby's a little older, so the baby's probably on a nap schedule and life has calmed down a little bit. When they're tiny, they need to be fed every 5 minutes and what now what? And they're sleeping and they're not sleeping and the da-da-da-da-da. You've put in all this effort. Now it's time to let someone put in a little effort towards you.
Yeah.
Whether it's a facial, whether it's a yoga class, mm-hmm. whether it's a, you know, you've got to start moving your body, of course. I'm not saying you need an exercise program.
No, but like go take
a
walk.
You need to start moving.
Just because it's good for your mental health, you know?
And doesn't have to be a walk with the baby. But mm-hmm. you need to say to your husband, I need.
Go to a water park.
two
by yourself.
I need 2 hours on Saturday morning where I can go to the water park by myself and slide down the slide. And that's what I need.
Exactly.
I need 10 to 12 on Saturday. I want to get a facial and I want to get my nails done. Mm-hmm. And I just want to. And he's going to really, say, can you do 2 to 4 instead? And you're going to say, I'll see if I can.
Yeah.
And then you're going to do 2 to 4 instead, of course. But you should see
And then say, and by the way, if you say no, say this to your husband. If you say no, I've got a wig and an overnight bag in at the ready.
I'll just walk out and not walk back in. Right, how does that sound? I'm asking for 2 hours off. If you want, I can take the rest of my life off. How does that sound? But the problem is that you give all of yourself to every other part of your life. And so you need to start taking back a little bit here.
And I think if you, as Ron has said with these building blocks, if you just start simple, easy, and rewarding, because the thing is feelings aren't facts. Yeah, just because you feel ugly, fat, blah, 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 that doesn't mean you are. It just means you're not feeling good.
It's how you feel.
And so, yeah. And so just do anything that will make you feel good. For me, it is sort of a spa experience or, like you said, some sort of yoga thing or a meditation.
Take a walk
or just,
and listen to a podcast by yourself. Instead, don't walk and chew gum at the same time. How about that? Take a walk and then chew gum. Instead of trying to finish everything for everybody and squeezing in yourself in the middle.
I think if you just start doing things once a week or something that make you feel really good,
drink green juice every day.
I feel this will just dissipate anyway.
Yeah. I mean, there's just these tiny little things. Have a green juice and tell your husband you need to sleep in for 2 hours on Saturday.
Yeah.
And he has to get up with the kids or whatever it is. You're exhausted. You're depleted. I mean, really.
You know what I'm into right now?
Postpartum, et cetera. You just need to start building these things up. Do a face mask, whatever it is. But don't think to yourself, I don't do a face mask. I don't get my hair cut. I don't do it. Just pick one thing that's going to make you feel better and then try to make that a routine as you go.
You know what I'm into right now?
Build it up a little.
I'm into the Briogeo system. Have you heard of this?
No.
So.
This is what I mean. Tony would have to write this down, the Briogeo.
I think it's like Brio and then Geo. Yeah. So I was too lazy to spell it. So
a head massager?
No, it's this like fabulous scalp scrub that you then follow with a mask that you then follow with a serum. And it just like makes you feel so good.
How is that why you look extra greasy today?
No, I look extra greasy because I put on too much SPF.
Now you do know, Brian, or maybe you don't because you don't pay attention during Ronica, but one of my Ronica gifts was the Christoph Robin head scrub.
No, I remember that. I thought that was a face scrub.
No, it was a head scrub. Scalp scrub.
Then there you go. Get that. Because I got to tell you, that's something you could just do in your shower. And every time I do it, because here's what you want to know my routine. I do my scrub first.
Uh-huh.
And then I put my hair mask in while it's wet, while I'm in the shower. Uh-huh. And then I do all my other shower business. And by the time that's all done, it's time to wash out my mask.
Well, that's how you do it, of course.
Yeah. I just thought that was so innovative.
Yeah. You shave your legs. You do. Yeah. All your things. Mm-hmm.
No, I don't shave my legs in the shower.
One little step at a time.
Yeah. You've got this. You literally can do it all.
Factoring yourself back into the process here a little bit. But most importantly, see the 1 year as time to start celebrating you and giving yourself a little bit of a gift. See this as an achievement, not as, oh, I can't believe I wasn't paying attention to this the whole time.
And how wonderful to like, not that your one-year-old will be asking this, obviously, but how wonderful to be like, oh, where are you going? Mommy's worked really hard. And so now she's going to get a reward for working hard.
And you're going to enjoy the time you spend with them a little bit better by taking those couple of hours.
It's a nice example to set for sure.
It's very hard, but stop immediately criticizing yourself for whatever. I mean, it would be shocking if you weren't in this situation. And look, everybody does their snap back, as they say, on a different pace and has a different help situation and a different job situation and a different husband and a different this and that and one kid and not two kids or the kid sleeps or the kid doesn't sleep, whatever. Stop comparing yourself to everybody else. Just make a list of 3 things that you've been wanting to do and just start ticking them off and then make a list again. Mm-hmm. Okay. One last Love question, it. Then we've got to go.
One last one, dearest heart. Which one would you like to read?
You know what? I'm not doing another one. I'm going straight to the cliffhanger.
Great. Well, should we first decide, Rana, who we're giving a gift to? Are we giving it to...
Well, we're giving the Brio Geo, of course.
I love that. So should we just... Are we giving it to...
Unless it came off QVC. I have to know.
It didn't come off QVC, Rana. Oh, I swear.
I better look it up to make sure it's something real.
And by the way, they have a travel set so you can sample all these things. That's like, I think, $40, $50 maybe.
B-R-I-O-G-E-O. Yeah, Brio... Oh, it's all one word. You're calling it Brio Geo. Yeah.
Well, I Brio Geo.
But it's Brio Geo.
Yeah.
And they have it at Sephora. Clean, natural, and effective hair care.
And it was an Allure Award winner for best deep conditioning
scalp
mask.
Revival.
Yeah.
Huh. Who told you about this?
You know, I sometimes go to this website, Birdie, the skincare website, mm-hmm. and they profiled it.
I'd need to know what it smells. Oh, did you get the scalp revival stimulating therapy massager? If I know you, you did.
I did.
Yeah.
And it smells like
I need to know what it smells like.
Tea tree-ish. You know what I mean? It's that smell.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, the Blossom and Blossom Ginseng and Biotin Volumizing Root Powder is an Allure Award winner.
But I got the like travel
and
size.
Apple replenishing superfood conditioner. Hmm.
I got the scalp scrub and the mask and the serum, and it was all in a travel set.
Okay, so we're either sending that. They can choose, okay? They can write to Tony at askron@gmail.com, and they can tell him whether they want the Brio Geo or whether they want the Christoph Robin. Okay?
Perfect. Fabulous.
I'm sorry, but that letter was so long. I've got to go straight to the cliffhanger. I hate to be that
person.
Well,
are we giving? And so we're giving it to the one we just read, right?
Of course, not giving. Yeah, come on. The other girl's got to get it together.
Yeah.
I hate to be tough love, tough love, tough love, but she didn't get pushed two babies out of her body in the last 2 years. So
well, and her reward was we spent 20 minutes on the letter.
That's true. We did. Yeah.
It was a pretty big
reward. No, I don't mean to sound insensitive about her. I just.
No, they know we're kidding.
Yeah. Well, mostly kidding.
Yeah. But I mean, yeah, that we're having fun.
I just think what we're talking about, honestly, for both these gals is a perspective shift. We are. Mm. And it sounds to me like that other girl has a wonderful partner. She just has to sort of, what I would say is give yourself a little space and time to mourn that relationship because it's over. And I don't mean it has to be over. Right. Your idea of what it was going to be or what you'd like it to be is not going to come to fruition. So that's the perspective shift that you need over there in Australia. Mm. But our darling mother here, yeah, we got to give her a little something. And she's got to just, it's just one little, you've just got to chip away at it. It's all consistency. It's all this, it's all that. And you just have to not expect to wake up and be the person you were before you had a baby. 3 days after you decided you were done with how you look. But don't start piling bad thinking patterns, et cetera, on top of it, because otherwise you're not going to be any good to anybody.
Yep.
Brio Geo. Okay, dear. You want to read the cliffhanger or shall I?
Whatever you prefer, Ronner. I can read it since you had to read.
I'm so tired from that other letter.
Such an epic letter before.
Yeah, you better read this one. Okay.
You got it. Okay. Dear Rana, Brian, and enlightened guest, I have been struggling with an issue for most of my life, and I'd love your input.
Hmm.
Here's some background. I'm a 38-year-old gay man from Greece, and I'm married to my loving husband for 6 years, and we were dating for nearly 16. Huh. Wow. I grew up in Greece until I was around 6 years old. My first language is Greek, and then moved to America. My father and mother, both Greek, left behind their families to start life in a brand new country. I started in first grade here in the States and had to learn English as my second language. In time, I became quite proficient in English, and it became my primary language. Greek was still spoken, read, and written in Greek school, but I ended formal instruction in Greek language around a seventh grade comprehension ability. Growing up, our household was incredibly close-minded. Everything from racism, homophobia, sexism, you name it. You can imagine how difficult it was keeping the fact that I was gay a secret in that environment. I used to think I would never, ever come out and that I would live my life as a closeted man married to a Greek woman, just like my parents wanted.
Mm.
Even though my dad is mostly illiterate and technologically challenged, he worked really hard in his construction business to keep our family fed and housed, but it all came to a head one year when we had to foreclose on our house. Sad. My family, and it seems Greek families in general, really prefer not to talk about issues. And so I only found out about the house foreclosure a week before it happened. Luckily, I had just started dating my now husband, and he so generously offered for me to move in with him. I told my parents I was moving in with, quote, my friend. This lie cemented itself into our family's history. Chris was and will forever be just my friend. Since those tumultuous times growing up, I've told my brother and my mom that I'm gay, and aside from a bad start, they both fully accept me and love me. So much so that me and Chris are the godparents to our brother's baby. My father, on the other hand, knows nothing, and I use that in quotes because how can he possibly not know anything?
Right.
Granted, he knows. Granted, his English is super rough, and my Greek is not the greatest, so it definitely is sometimes challenging to communicate. That's interesting. But now it's gotten to a point where it's incredibly awkward that Chris is still my friend, even though we've gone through 16 years of life together.
Yeah.
We've been together for every Christmas and Thanksgiving. We exchange gifts. My father was at the church as he watched me and Chris both baptize our goddaughter. I mean, we hired him to do massive construction work on our new house. We've even gone on vacations together.
Oh, well, don't do anything until after the construction work is done. That's for sure.
Great point. I've always avoided this topic with friends and other close family because I could just never muster up the courage and bravery to have that conversation with my father. I've been in therapy for a year, and I've finally gotten over that initial hurdle of never being able to imagine having that conversation. Now I'm at a point where I can imagine it. The driving force behind this huge mental shift is mainly our goddaughter. I refuse to start my relationship with her where Chris is just my friend.
Yeah.
So as soon as she's old enough, we will definitely have a conversation about who me and Chris are to each other. This has gotten me to think that now is the time to talk to my dad. It's a huge step to me, but there is still something that holds me back. Knowing the environment that we grew up in and knowing how racist, sexist, and homophobic my father was makes me think he'll fully cut off ties with me.
No.
That's not going to happen. And I don't want to put myself in a situation.
He needs to check from the renovation.
There you go, Ronna. It's all about this construction of this home. Everything hinges on it. And I don't want to put myself in a situation where our goddaughter has a fractured family.
Yeah.
I know what that's like, and I don't want to be the cause of something like that for her. You know, it's interesting he's saying goddaughter over niece. But on the other hand, I'm also
one
tired
step
of
up.
I guess so.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, I'm also tired of holding back our life's successes. Mm-hmm. We have a famous Instagram account for our cats.
What an achievement.
Your dad's got to know about that.
What an achievement.
We have a successful Twitch channel.
Another achievement.
Chris has his PhD. I can't even believe that you started with the Instagram account for the cats and not the PhD. And I'm not only a chorus teacher, but I'm involved in the queer community at my school, and I'm officially the first out gay teacher the school has ever had. It's exhausting dancing around all these very queer subjects whenever we're around him.
Well, how much of this stuff do you really want to share with him anyway?
I mean, I
he
really
needs
hope
to
you
hear about
run,
the chorus. I mean, I don't.
I hope to God you run in bursting into tears to your father and say, it's about time you know I have an Instagram for my cats, and I have a successful Twitch channel. And I'm the first out gay teacher.
How is the cat
for the chorus
difficult? Does the cat wear like a rainbow tutu or something? What's the why is the cat Instagram pot so difficult?
I guess two men having a cat together maybe might push this Greek father over the edge.
Everything.
I feel like
the only thing we're not doing is labeling this, and your mother doesn't have to do it, and you have to do it. We're going to talk about it on Patreon.
No, that's right. That's right.
Okay. Keep going.
I already know what the right thing is to do. I have to tell my father. I guess my question is, do you three have suggestions for how to make this easier? This year of therapy has absolutely brought me closer to the moment in which it will happen, but something still holds me back.
Yes, your fear of losing your father's love and your relationship with him. That's what's holding
you back. It's a big, fair enough. Thank you for your wealth of knowledge, humor, and for being the highlight of my week.
Highlight.
Y'all are awesome.
Oh, so great. This person's not even in the carriage house. What are we bothering with them?
You better be after this.
We've got highlight, meaning they listen to us once a week.
Scared but determined.
You bet.
I don't know if it's Elias or Ilias.
It's Ilias, and you should be scared. You should be scared that you're not in the carriage house. You better hurry up and join up for next week when you get your answer on Patreon.
That's right.
And if we pronounce your name wrong, let us know.
That's right.
I think it would be Eli. If it was Elias, it would have been E-L is what I think.
I think you're
right. In any event, listen,
Yeah.
That's all very fraught, but we're going to get to the bottom of it. Join us on Patreon, patreon.com/AskRana. Of course.
AskRanaCoffee.com. Add it for it, the whole business.
Personally, I'd rather be looking at it than looking for it. It's
Negrana.com. Cocktail club coming up, though, right?
Still flying off the shelves. And our cocktail club, we're just perfecting the look and the list and what it's going to be. We just want it to be the best experience possible. And I'll tell you something, with Kana at the helm, there's no question that it's going
to be.
He's
fabulous.
And that I'm really excited about. So that's coming very soon. And people should get ready. Start doing your budgets now. Start thinking about your monthly nut now.
Any movement, Rana?
Any movement? You're disgusting. On what?
You know what I dream about? I was going to say, because you said monthly nut.
Any movement on
it's been a
it was
while
cocktail since club? We were talking about. You said
any movement on the cigarette club or the floss club?
Oh no, the flossing club is still in the offing. We'll see that. I'm hoping by Labor Day, the floss club is going to be ready to go.
Okay, perfect.
The dental hygiene club.
The dental. I would join it, by the way.
Yeah. Don't forget, young mom, write to Tony and tell him whether you want the Christoph Robbins scalp scrub or the Briogeo. Dia, as usual, I had an absolute blast.
Rana, you are the light of my life.
Okay.
Wow, you didn't really take that very seriously.
I know, I took it right in and I accepted it and I said great.
Okay, Lisa Barlow. have you been watching the reunions?
No, what's going on, Meredith?
You haven't?
No, she'd something about a website that got changed to something, and then Meredith said, I saw the website before you changed it. You're a liar.
I haven't seen that. All I know is Lisa Barlow is a wonder on this reunion.
She's
it's
just unhinged.
Unhinged.
More unhinged than last year?
Has an answer. Yeah. Has an answer for everything, like that kind of type. It's pretty incredible.
Well, she's a PR. That's her job.
That's right.
But there was some tweet, and then everyone got mad and wrote, Meredith, don't you know there's a war in Ukraine? No one cares about this. But the tweet was something like, now, is there something going on with some guy who had cancer? Was that the guy that
Cameron
came to that party?
Correct.
Did he pass away?
That Lisa's now claiming was her best friend.
Something like that.
I think they hung out like 4 times.
Did he pass away?
He did.
I'm very sorry to hear that. But Meredith... Lisa wrote something about it on her website and then she changed it. And Meredith said, you better apologize now because I took a picture of the thing you originally wrote before you changed it. And I don't have and I have receipts basically.
Did you see any of the, did you see any of the things where Lisa was like in the bathroom calling Meredith a whore and that she'd fucked half in
the
New York?
The last
and that she's
thing
a piece
I
of
saw,
shit garbage
was, saw was that when she said she had it and she called her husband and she said she was a whore and that she had effed half of New York, and I have not picked up since then, which is what I have to do.
Well, at this reunion, honestly, you could skip straight to the reunion because
nothing happens after that.
I mean, yes, it does. Just
because
like
their friendship must implode on the show after that.
Oh my God. And on the reunion, it does too.
Yeah.
It's incredible. And then Lisa goes over to her at the reunion and says, like when the cameras are off, she was like, Meredith, can I talk to you for a second? She goes, the reason, she just lies through her teeth about everything. She goes, the reason I said that stuff about you is because I had heard through the grapevine that you said you weren't liking my renovation on my house. And that's why I said those things. And Meredith was like, what? She was like, well, I heard you didn't like how I was renovating the house. And that's why I said those things. It was just such a lie. It's incredible.
The truth is just like Sandra, I don't care that much to know how Lisa Barlow got the way that she is. But
I don't care at
makes
all.
She to me is a cat on an oil slick at all times. And she spilled the oil herself.
Definitely.
But she, not since I was a child do I remember, it's high school on a level that pathological.
Yeah.
Everything has to be a lie. The thing that they crave more than anything is being okay with everybody. But that thing is impossible because they lie to everybody.
They lie to everyone.
And themselves, of course. But it's, and also just her cadence makes me insane.
Oh my God. Yeah. And the fact that her tone is the same. It's always just loud, loud, loud. Like it's the same tone every step of the way.
Still, when they were in the van and she was calling her lawyers, like it had anything to do with her.
I know.
Yeah.
The level of narcissism.
I'll have to go watch that now.
All right,
dear. Kiss.
All right.
Kiss.
Bye, Marlene.
Hmm.